Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Wicked Funny Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Bowden. With me, as always, is Frank Gazzero.
Hello.
And Katie Arroyo.
Hello.
And Katie Arroyo is fucking
right?
Chugging water. You knew I was going
to
say the name.
The
Why are you drinking water?
I'm a thirsty person.
No, you were late. I'm a thirsty person.
Yeah.
Our inbox is about to blow
up.
Oh,
God. Make sure to like, subscribe, and review
all
us.
These hornballs. Yeah, like, subscribe, and send me Katie's phone number. So, how have you guys been?
Not bad.
I'm good.
Did
I
you
shit
ruin
myself
anymore?
Again today.
You shit yourself again?
Is that the story you wanted to tell? Are you serious?
Frank.
Yeah.
That's what you wanted to do? Dude, that grossed everybody out, man.
Well, it's a little bit grosser this time.
Wait,
do we have
stop.
To? Is that seriously the fucking thing?
Frank told us he had a story. Is that really the story?
Yeah, I like how Katie acts like I said, like, I learned how to fly over the weekend. Like, it's just astonishment.
No, you're just flying.
I am
shit
astonished
in your
that someone
you
shit
pants.
Themselves twice in a month. That's astonishing to me. And you don't have, like you don't have MRSA. Like, what is happening? I am astonished. I feel like we need to sew your asshole closed and get you a colostomy bag. Like, I have concerns.
That might be nice, actually. I don't know what happened. Like, the past week, my shits have alternated between, like, very watery and very regular.
Are you eating keto?
But like today, I was at my desk.
Okay.
No,
yeah,
I'm not.
What are you doing?
Are you eating nuts?
I'm eating just regular stuff. No.
What are you
like,
eating? Is it the ice cream?
No, it's like pasta or like whatever. Normal
you
stuff.
You guys do have
meat,
a very, like,
whatever.
Have you seen, Katie, you've seen
I
their
told,
fucking
I told,
Facebook, right?
What are, yes, what I told Kirsten, Frank's Mexican girlfriend, to start a food Insta because her pictures are so pretty and the food looks so nice. Yeah.
And she did.
I was like, I would love to
and
see
I told,
that.
I told Frank, maybe you should bring... Yeah, I told Frank, I'm like, bring a recipe. We can, you know, tell the listener, we can talk about it. And then you can post it on the page. And that was, 4 weeks ago. And Frank
he's got
has
a lot of pants laundry
recipe.
To do.
Yeah, a lot of laundry. Yeah.
I don't know what happened. But
were you in
the
shower?
I'll be quick.
No, it was on a desk.
Nope, no, not this time. Not on a desk.
I can't.
So I was sitting on a desk.
I gotta shit my pants. Let me get Frank spinning, but the desk chair spinning around. And Frank's
poop
like
is
a little
just spraying everywhere
again.
Off the chair. I can't. It's like modern art.
Like
you put it on TikTok
like
and people start following you. Your poo art.
It's like when people hold a
I
fire
can't.
Extinguisher. No, so I was at my desk. I'm like working. I have a cat on my lap, like sleeping because he jumps on my lap sometimes. And I'm working. I'm typing on the computer. And then I did a very tiny fart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly it felt very warm and very wet. And I was like, oh, no. So I ran in the bathroom and, you know, sure enough. So I cleaned myself up. I wiped and everything. But the grossest part was when I stood up, I was like, why do I still feel like wet and sticky like in my crotch? And I realized because I was sitting down. It got pushed forward, and it was like on my like taint and in the back of my nutsack. So I had to just get in the shower altogether.
Yeah, man, that's what you do. Why didn't you just get in the?
Because I
mean,
thought
you didn't take a shower after you shit
well,
your pants.
I thought at first,
yeah, like
when
what
I
was your
down,
plan?
I was like, oh, this isn't like that bad. I could just kind of wipe. I thought I could just
now.
Like,
did
wipe
you keep the underwear?
Right, but it turned out I couldn't. I washed them by hand.
I would throw them
and
away.
Then I kept them. Yeah.
Jesus. You should the way that you guys.
No, they're MeUndies. You can't.
The way
you can't
that
throw away MeUndies.
Don't throw you
okay,
guys.
I meant Frank and Kirsten.
Frank.
The way that they order like toilet paper and paper towels, I feel like you need to buy underwear like that in bulk.
Yeah.
Well,
and just throw them away
month,
after you shit them,
the
which
best.
Apparently happens twice a month. So maybe you should up the subscription.
No, you know, maybe you should just get diapers.
Maybe I should. Imagine how efficient I would be if at the end of the day, I just like
you
take
would
a
be. It would be
the
same. That's what you do already.
You
know? You're just not wearing a diaper.
God, I can't believe. I can't believe. Like, you
me
know
too.
What? I can believe it. Like, all right, listeners, peek behind the. Right before we start, we usually talk, like we usually give a rundown
yeah,
of what
if
we want to talk
anything.
About, things that might be might. Yeah, if anybody has anything they want to discuss, Frank always says no. He's like, oh, no, I'm good, whatever. Katie and me, usually we text each other throughout, you know, like Monday and
we
Tuesday.
We didn't. I almost
didn't
texted you today, and then I was like,
but,
oh, it's so close. We'll swing it.
Yeah.
Frank probably shit himself. It's been
it.
Over
yeah,
a week.
Yeah. And then Frank's like, I got a story
Which, like,
I can tell that'll be entertaining for
I
everybody.
I thought, like, I don't know. I thought maybe it'd have to do with cheese or something, but not like shitting out cheese.
Yeah, I thought it would be like, so, and then Frank goes into one of his long, boring.
Yeah, like I was like, oh, he made food for 6 hours, and but I didn't know. Like when you talk about how you make food and you're like, then I breaded the pork chop and then I laid down for 35 minutes.
Yeah. I've never talked about pork
any
chops.
Food.
Ice cream. I've gotten messages about how Frank eats ice cream because we talked about it last week.
What
on
did
the,
they say?
They're like, man, Frank's really self-conscious about that ice cream.
Wait till I hear this episode.
Yeah, wait till you hear this. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Frank's shitty story. All right. And Frank doesn't listen to the episode, so when the description comes out, it's going to sound like the whole episode is about Frank shitting his pants.
I always go through.
Like,
I'm
the only thing he's going to remember is that he shit his pants. Let's just put it in the description.
Yeah. Oh, I told that story.
We'll put
the
description of every episode.
Make that the whole episode.
I can't believe it. Were you like, I need to go to a doctor?
Katie, for somebody that hates it, like, you really fucking don't stop.
No, I honestly have no idea, though, why. Like, I've been alternating, like, every other shit is at opposite
ends of the. So how about no more farts?
Chart. It's really
like,
weird.
Just fart over a toilet in a safe space.
Oh, what? Honestly, today I
have
been
had
doing
it?
That since that happened because I don't know what's
really because
I
know?
Feel like if it happened once, like there might be something in me. That's
I mean, there's definitely
shit,
something in
you. So maybe I need to be careful.
Yeah, yeah, that's
how
your
shit
body
works, Frank.
Works.
Well, I mean, like shit badly. There's something wrong.
Maybe
with
it's like a parasite
farts,
or something.
You know?
Did you have any farts that would have been a poop your pants? Like today when
that
you
what?
Farted,
that
would have
been a poop your pants fart?
Well, that one.
Okay.
No other ones. No, I had one other fart that concerned me, but it turned out to be
okay.
Okay, good.
Frank said this was going to be a short 2-minute thing, and as soon as he said that, I was like, 20 minutes. We're going to spend 20 minutes.
The only thing I could think it could be is like the past week I've almost entirely quit drinking. So I've been like replacing that with like snacks and stuff, but I still haven't eaten anything weird.
Are you eating a lot of sugar?
Your body probably.
No. One day I ate
I bet
sugar,
your body
that
misses that
ago.
Sugar from the alcohol.
Yeah, your body wants that alcohol.
Maybe. Yeah. But I don't know why that would make me
it
shit.
It upsets your
I
stomach,
think
I think.
Does.
I don't know. I've quit eating sugar and didn't shit
I don't
my
know,
pants.
Man.
I figure if we live in a. If we live in a day and age where people can just spat out whatever the fuck they think is science, I can do the same thing. Dr. Bowden, Frank, here's the problem. You need to read more books and you'll shit your pants less.
If you eat a little candy before bed.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, get one of those little strawberries. You know, those little hard candy strawberries.
You don't know the strawberry? They're
what?
In every doctor's office.
Oh, wait, the little wrapped in the little wrapper?
Yeah.
I know those. I don't
those
like
those. Are great.
I don't like
those.
Those
are great. I've never bought
no
one
one's
of those,
ever bought
I
them.
Them.
I don't think anyone's ever bought
nobody's
one of those.
Nobody's ever bought those, yeah.
Like,
they're,
who buys them?
They just show up.
No one even knows. That's a mystery.
I don't
mystery.
Know. I don't
that's
know.
A mystery
I'd
like to
kind
solve.
Of candy, Kitty, what's your favorite kind of candy?
I
what's
love.
What's your favorite kind of candy, Katie?
I like, okay, on the chocolate side, I like the big Reese's peanut butter cup, like eggs or Christmas trees or whatever the fuck they're doing every time of the year. Except for right now is the dead time when we really need them most. Mm-hmm. And then on the just sugar side, I like Sour Patch Kids and watermelons, and I like Laffy Taffy, blue and pink.
Wow,
yeah.
Yeah.
When you eat,
very specific.
When you eat,
I really like candy.
When you eat the Laffy Taffy, do you sing the song? Because I do.
Shake, I usually just pull up my root canal.
No, I sing, shake that Laffy Taffy. That Laffy Taffy. Oh, you'll hear the song. Larry's,
you don't know that
Larry's
song?
Larry's playing it right now.
Yeah, but he'd have to listen.
He'd have to listen. Oh.
Forget it. You're not going to hear it.
It was a good song.
Kit Kats. I'm a Kit Kat man.
I know. That's why I didn't ask you. You like a nice big cat. Big cat's your favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, you do like a big cat.
Yeah. I've been on a.
I like Twix too.
I've been on a Caramello kick.
Those are all right.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So, Katie, we heard Frank's story of complete fucking shittery. And tell us about how you shit your pants this week.
Okay, guys. So I was sitting at a desk, and then I was in my car, and something surprised me.
And I sneezed, and a little poo came out.
A little poo came out,
sometimes.
And then I was like, I don't need to wash it.
I bet you Katie has shits like a
and
rabbit.
And 3 days
like
later, I might look into
turds.
It.
Okay.
No, they're just normal. They're like pretty together, though. There's not a lot of like farts that I feel like.
What are they all mushed together?
Get
like
your shit together,
like a kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
All right. So,
just get your shit together.
All right, so Katie, you said you had a story. Why don't you bust that shit out? Let's
see. it's not really a story, but in quarantine, I've been watching the show Alone, uh-huh. which is on the History Channel, mm-hmm. and they take these 10 people and they dump them like all over in the wilderness, so they're by themselves,
uh-huh. alone,
and they just have to live there. Yeah, they're totally alone. Surprise, surprise. But they have to survive off of their like primitive survival skills,
like Naked and Afraid and Survivor Man.
Yeah, except Naked and Afraid is so cheesy, and this show is like Naked and Afraid. They have to make it like a weekend or something.
But they never do it well. I've never seen someone do it well.
No. Yeah, like on this show Alone, they like build fucking houses out of trees and shit like that, and like, now I'm obsessed with primitive survival. Like, do you guys think you could do it?
I think I could do it.
Like, these people were eating sea kelp.
Frank, you can't sit at a desk without shitting your pants. You think you could be dumped in the woods?
I'm not saying I wouldn't shit my pants in the woods. I'm just saying I think I could do it.
Do you?
I do.
For how long?
They only let you bring one pair of pants, though, or two pairs of pants. So once you shit one, you're screwed. Weeks.
Katie, who do you think would do better in the woods, Frank or myself?
Oh, God. I don't know.
What do you think?
I feel like Frank would, because he'd be fine if he shit himself.
Yeah, I could just walk around and shit freely.
Yeah. That would be my biggest qualm.
He'd be fine.
My biggest qualm would be not having a
where
decent...
Where to poop?
Yeah, like I would build an outhouse before I built shelter.
This one guy, he found like a log that split in two, and it like kind of created like a hole, and he was like, you see that right there? He's like, that's my toilet. So he jumps up on this log and like shits there.
Oh, good. Wow.
They don't show it. It's not like Frank's on the show, yeah. But people have concerns.
So who,
and then they wipe their butts with moss.
So who do you think, Katie, who do you think would do well in the woods out of Frank? I mean, who would win? Who would survive?
I feel like if Frank goes into it sober, because you can't bring anything. So you guys both have to be like, you have no food or drink that you bring. You have to find everything.
Okay.
And I just feel like Frank has a higher tolerance for eating gross food.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be fine eating like charred mouse.
I could go with that.
You know what I mean?
I think I honestly think it would be a lot closer than people think.
I also think that it's one of those things.
Yes, I do think so, but
when you get in the situation, all your confidence kind of goes out the window when you realize what you have to do.
Like, I would be able to fend off a bear. Frank,
there was one guy who was like,
I wouldn't try to fend off a bear.
No,
that's only,
Did you die?
I don't know if you'd win.
They did have to fend off a few bears.
Yeah, I would totally fend off a bear.
Well, you scare it. Brian would yell, and he kind of looks like he would sound like a bear.
And I would have a weapon.
Like a spear?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd make an atlatl.
What?
What is that?
See, I would totally be Frank.
Here we go.
Yeah, maybe you would.
An atlatl is a primitive weapon where it's like you have a spear, but you also make like a holder for it for your hand. And when you whip holder,
like
it yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so Frank would die.
That's pretty cool. No, I'd do all right.
Yeah.
I'd be the atlatl king.
I've watched
I think
every
I'd have a real problem.
Survivor Man.
Well, you didn't learn a fucking thing.
And I own Jeremiah Johnson on DVD.
What the hell is Jeremiah Johnson?
It's a great Robert Redford movie from the 70s about the mountain man, Liver Eaton Johnson.
Well, you should get Blu-ray because that's where we're at now.
I know. I bought it fucking 15 years ago.
He's old school, see?
Right,
he's
old
primitive.
School is primitive.
Yeah, it's my primitive survival.
For my comfort item, I bought this Robert Redford
DVDs.
I got this. What's the name of the movie?
Jeremiah Johnson.
I brought Jeremiah Jones. starring Robert Redford, and then you see Frank trying to start a fire with the reflection of a DVD because there's no use for a DVD.
That wouldn't work.
He just puts the cover of the DVD over his head.
That's
I have
crazy.
Shelter.
Yeah. He, then he wipes his ass with the paper inside.
That's actually
what
a pretty
waste.
Good idea.
What a waste.
He's like, Jeremiah, what would I do without you?
Jeremiah Jones.
Johnson.
Jeremiah Johnson. Like, Frank falls asleep and like, Jeremiah Johnson shows up like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Like a ghost, yeah.
Like, Frank, you need to build a shelter, Frank.
Get to the chopper!
Why is he Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Because that's what,
all of a sudden he's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Because in my head, that's what Jeremiah Johnson sounds like.
Robert Redford turns into Arnold Schwarzenegger in the afterlife.
It's Jeremiah Johnson starring Robert Redford as Arnold Schwarzenegger. Get up! You need to go hunting, Frank.
Yeah, I do great.
You need to find a game trail.
Yeah, game trails. Find bugs and logs. Bad. Yeah, sleepers.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Find a.
They go crazy though. It's so cool. And the one guy who like won the season that I watched, the whole fucking time he just was starving, and I was like, dude, this guy just needs to go home. Like, he'd be like, I haven't eaten in 9 days. Then they fast forward and he's like, I haven't eaten in 12 days.
What do they win? What do they win?
$500,000.
What do you have to do? Just outlast everybody?
Yeah, but you don't know if they're quitting. So, like, when he won, they had to stay, like, the second place guy tapped out on day 66. So they had been in there for 2 months.
Oh, my God.
They tell them, yeah, they tell them that they have to stay there for up to a year.
Whoa. Up to a year?
So it's like a mental game, because you have, like, even when he won, he thought it was the medic team just coming to check on him, and he was, like, telling them, like, oh, I'm not ready to quit, you know, whatever, blah, 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 but they were coming to tell him that he had won, but he had no idea.
Yeah,
like, he was just like...
You won 3 months ago. We ran out of tape.
Yeah. Yeah. How pissed off you'd be?
I'd be like, are you shit? I've been shitting in this fucking tree for a month when I didn't have to.
Yeah. I've been eating these snails. Like, they all eat these fucking snails.
He creates his own language.
Yeah. Oh, this one guy, like, he, like, it is wild to see what they do by themselves. Like, this one guy was obsessed with his wife, Barbara. And so he's like, oh, I was sleeping, and then I had a dream that Barbara kissed me, and I felt her lips on my lips, and I kissed her back. And when I woke up, it was a slug crawling across my mouth. Isn't that so gross? And then, like, another guy, he made, like, a football game where he, like, carved dice out of a tree, and then he found rocks, and they're like, it was, they go crazy. Like, people made bowling games.
Yeah, you gotta, because
you're just alone.
Yourself.
You really gotta occupy yourself. You're in there not knowing who the fuck is still you're competing with.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're alone.
Not the fuck is who still you're competing with.
You don't know not the fuck who it is.
You gotta know not the fuck who it is. I'm missing Big Brother this year. That's usually my summer jam. I like to
is
watch.
It not
it's
on
not
or
on, yeah, because of quarantine. Oh. Which you think they'd be able to
they
do that
done a
show?
Quarantine.
Yeah, they should have had quarantine Big Brother.
Yeah, I mean, the
if
UFC's
they quarantine for 2 months, and then honestly, Big Brother's probably the best place to be, because or to quarantine for like 3 weeks before you start filming.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
How about if you're doing? How about whoever's filming alone right now? They have no idea what the fuck is going on, and then they like come back to America and they're like, "What? Send me back in the woods!" Like,
oh my god, one time that reminds me, like, I went to a great. This is it's like along the same lines where like shit's going on, but you don't know what's
discovering,
going on.
Discovering, yeah.
All right, so I was at a Grateful Dead show and I had dropped a little bit of a bunch of acid.
Whoa!
And I was having.
You're known for your. You're known for your moderation.
Yeah, I was having a great time. Right, we leave the show. And I go on Facebook, and the first thing I see, it's like, Donald Trump meets with Kim Kardashian about prison reform. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Like, what happened in the 3 hours? Is this real?
8 hours, yeah.
Oh, it was crazy.
My friends and I went hiking when we were like in our early 20s. And so nobody, like, brought a cell phone. So we hiked all day for, like, 8 hours. And when we got out, we... like got in our car and we started driving like back into towns, and like the town was dark and we were like, what? And the sun was setting and all the power was out. And then we like drove back to Syracuse and the whole city was completely dark and there was a major power outage like across the whole state. And we were all just like, la, 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 swimming in waterfalls, living our best lives. And then we like got home and we were like, what is like a zombie apocalypse? Like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, no, the zombie apocalypse is now, not then.
Yeah.
I know. We thought that was like a preview.
Mm. No, I used to do a lot of camping. That's why I think I'd be good in the woods with Frank.
Yeah. I think I'd have a problem eating the gross food. Like, even when they catch a salmon, she has to like chop its head off while it's still in the net. And then like this girl, she got so hungry.
Eating a what?
A salmon.
All right.
And then they catch like these gross little fish. They eat mice. Like they were like, the guy was like, oh, I have to just singe. He ate mouse teeth, like the in the narrator, like the little blurb was like, mouse teeth are like, or no, sorry, this little snail has these teeth that it scrapes shit off the rocks with. And they were like, those teeth are the hardest biological substance. And the guy's just like, mow, 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 just eating them. And I was like, his poor butthole. has those fucking teeth in there.
Yeah.
But that's how hungry they are. They eat teeth.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta eat some teeth.
It's crazy.
Sometimes you gotta eat some teeth.
It'd be a good diet plan, though. Mm. My 10 items would be like 5 sandwiches and... Five.
Just five.
Just 5 sandwiches.
You can bring. You can only bring 10 items.
Oh, 10 items.
But
all right.
But no.
Yeah,
food
but
or water.
You can't bring food. Yeah. No food or water.
They could, so they could bring like knives or like a machete and a hammer and whatever.
Yeah, that's what they do. A lot of them brought an axe, yeah. And then there's like a fire starter rod. And this poor guy, he got so tired and like starving, he built the fire and then it rolled into the fire and he didn't notice it until like hours later, so then he had like no way to start a fire, so he had to start like the old school friction fires.
Oh wow. That sucks. That's not a good day.
Yeah, no, very
not a
dramatic
good day. And all the motherfuckers filming it just watch these people.
Yeah,
well, no, they just film themselves. There's no people.
Oh, they do.
Like, they have to set up the camera.
Oh fuck,
yeah, they
that.
Literally
I'd be too lazy to set up
you have
camera.
No one there,
you know. Survivor,
and that's the thing, a lot of
he would
like set up his own camera and shit.
Yeah, like he would go with his own ship, but like all the shots you see, like a long distance shot of him hiking up a hill, he would set up the camera, hike up the hill to get the shot, then go back and get the camera and hike it again.
Suck a dick. I'd be like, no, my shots are going to be close up. It's going to be me sweating.
Yeah. And that's what the world wants to see.
Yeah.
Katie sweating close up. Just a close up shot. Katie,
what a
dripping
treat.
Sweat. Ah, it's hot.
It would be funny, like, to see Katie's video diary.
I would sweat so much.
You know, of a wilderness.
It would
trip.
Be like a nightmare.
We should do a night in the woods.
She's like, this is the worst thing. I haven't eaten in what feels like days. It's like, Katie, it's been 3 hours.
Yeah. I was thinking that. I was like, I didn't eat a lot of breakfast.
I don't want to. I can't do this anymore.
Stop
I'm tapping out.
Stop it.
I'm going to the office of the campground right now.
Yeah. I'd be pressing that satellite phone. I'd be like, you have to take it away or I will press the button.
We could do
one guy like got off. He got off the boat and the boat went away, and then he heard a rustling and he was talking so much shit. He was like, I've been in the army for 15 years. Like, I'm ready to do this, blah, blah, blah. He gets off the boat and the boat goes away into the sunset. And then he hears like a rustling in the woods and he literally was like, man, these woods are eerie. And then like 15 minutes later, he hits the button to go home.
All right, I'm gonna go.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, I can't do it. He's like, I overestimated myself.
What happened to the Great British Baking Show? You still watch that?
I went ran through them all, so now I got something new.
Oh. That yeah. article that came out about you is inaccurate now.
I know, but that's all right.
I read it. I was going to share it, and then I...
What article?
Then you didn't.
Well, Frank, our lovely co-host was featured in a fucking comedy article.
Really?
About
That's great.
Yeah.
It looked really funny. Was it one of the articles where they send you the questions and you just have to type them in?
Yeah, and you just fill out.
I've done those. I like to make them really wordy. Like,
well, the funny thing was I like filled it out and then the guy didn't answer for like 3 days and I was like, oh, he figured out I'm lame and I'm not going to be in it anymore.
Jesus Christ. And I,
but I did plug our podcast with links.
You did. It was very nice.
Yeah.
And I was featured in an article written by our friend Chuck Staton. Staton.
Oh.
Chuck Staton.
Look at Frank. What articles have you been in other than
Frank,
articles
have you been
of clothing
in any articles?
That you shit?
No.
The article I was in was all about Chuck did a whole thing where he went out and talked about the social distancing at places and what people were doing and how he felt and what, you know, staff was doing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really good. And then like underneath that article was a fucking a collection of pictures from fucking idiot comedians at a fucking show, like all the stuff you're not supposed to do.
Like posing next to each other with no mask.
I'm going to fucking kill an open micer is what's about to happen. I'm about to go on a warpath.
Just like one in particular or just in general?
No, Katie, it's every, like there's a person, like I don't want to say names because I feel like if I say names that it's like they can come on the podcast and defend themselves.
Yeah, we don't need to do
that.
No.
So I'm not going
to
do that. That's why I'm not
don't
saying
give them
names.
The
no
attention.
Way they could defend themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, there's not. Like, there's somebody that's doing an open mic. Number one, you're doing an open mic. Like, open mics suck when there's not corona going on.
Yeah. But also, like, you don't need to do that.
Yeah, you don't need to do an open
mic. What show do you have coming up that you need to run this
we need an open mic. But that's the thing. Everybody that goes to the open mic are people that just do the open mics, most of them.
Yeah, then, so I do get, like, I get that if that's all that's happening, you really want to be on stage, but, like, you need to be
safe. But this guy's booking 40 people on the show, And I know the venue. Venue, the inside of the venue can't hold no more. Like on a good day, if you pack that place, it holds 80, right? So now with Corona, that's cut in half.
I think it's less than that. I think it's 30% or
really?
Something.
Really? Well, whatever. Let's play the best case scenario. Let's just say half for shits and giggles.
I think for that venue with the Corona, with the regulations, they can only have like 30 something people.
Yeah. And so now you already have 40 people on a list. Like, how do you socially distance 40 people in a space that only holds 40 people? You know, like with everything else going on.
Like, are the people outside?
And that's the thing. Like, a lot of people say, well, we're outside most of the time. It's like, but still, that's still 40 people using the same microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
well, when I went to, like, I went to a barbecue and I was air hugging someone. I was like, I'm just going to air hug. And they were like, oh, come on. And I was like, this is for you. Like, I don't want to touch you because I don't want to get you sick. So, like, relax. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
But, like, people are just all over each other.
I took one selfie at a show with a guy. This guy drove 2 hours to come and see me. And then after the show, before the show, he came up and said hi. And then after the show, he wanted a picture. But talking to him, he's in the Army. He gets COVID tested every day. He tested negative that day. And
you're quarantining.
Yeah, and I'm quarantining. Like, you know, I'm like, look, I go, if you got negative today, I go, I might have it. And he goes, I love you. And then he puts out the phone and I just gave him a thumbs up.
You're like, all right.
But then you have, all right, so you have this fucking shitty open mic with 40 fucking people running around doing God knows what because they need to get up on stage, right? The guys, and that's the thing, like, if you handed me that list, I'm pretty sure most of that list are people that don't need to be on stage. Whether, you know,
like there's no big paid shows coming up that they need to like.
That's the thing. They're not on big page. They're not on paid shows.
No, that's what I mean.
These are the people that'll fucking, you can call them up and be like, hey, I'll give you a drink ticket. And they're like, oh my God, a drink ticket to do comedy? Fuck yeah. Awesome. That's great.
Yeah. And a big issue with that specific venue you're talking about, from what I've seen, is it does look like inside it's set up. It's physically set up properly. But the biggest issue that I've seen is that the
actual comics.
Some of, especially the really like open micery ones who have no idea what they're doing, they just go off the stage with the microphone.
I was
going to
bring that
up to tables.
I'm watching a live. Number one, there's somebody doing a live video of this place, which you're not supposed to do.
At an
open mic. What are you doing with that?
So this guy sets up a live video, unbeknownst to the fucking comics going up on stage,
which is dirty.
Yeah,
it's awful to do, and that guy's a piece of shit for doing it.
And then, as they're doing that, I'm watching a comedian get off stage. Like, and it's part of his bit, like, he's being goofy, and he goes up to a table, like, he's put his hands on the table, and he's like, give me an impression or something like that. What the fuck he said? And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And, like, where is the guy that runs this fucking mic to say, like,
someone should be yelling at him.
Hey, here are the rules. Stay on the fucking stage. Wear your fucking mask when you're not on stage.
Yeah.
Stay, you know, like, where the fuck is that?
And how about, like, the fact?
We did a show for Ryan Brouth, and every person before they grabbed the mic, like, sanitized their hand. And then as soon as we got off, we sanitized our hands again. And then, like, talked to each other, but didn't stay, like, touching each other. You know what I mean? Like, you don't.
Yeah.
It's the new sanitizer trick. I put sanitizer in my hand. When I go up, now when you get brought up on stage.
Oh, and rub the
fucking
mic.
Elbows,
yeah.
I'll grab the top of the mic and rub it with the sanitizer.
Nice.
You know,
that's
and then
a good
and
idea.
Then I'll start talking. Yeah.
That's a good one. I just kept it really far away from my mouth.
And I keep it far away, yeah.
A real shitty thing is that like that's a place where at least they seem to be setting it up and attempting to do it right, and it's being fucked up by the dummies who are signing up for the mic.
Mm.
But it's like they don't think about the fact that...
You know, I don't want to say the dummies signing up for the mic.
The people who should be keeping the dummies in line.
It's not their fault. Like, if you call somebody up and be like, hey, you're putting together a show, I like a spot, and that guy says, all right, I'll give you a spot. You can go 32nd, you know? It's like, you're just calling up for a spot. Or if he does, like, number one, if he says you're going 32nd, maybe you should be like, you know what?
What are you doing?
I'm just going to watch TV that night.
Share the stage time with the other 31 people.
When I see the comedians who did sign up breaking the rules, it pisses me off because from their perspective, it's like, oh, that venue is nice enough to let you do this right now. They don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And they're doing things that can get the place shut down.
Yeah.
And the person running the show who's not keeping an eye on everybody is that's something that could get the place shut down.
Yeah.
You know?
Meanwhile, and then you have Frank.
It's like
and
when
me.
You do that stuff.
Oh, you got Frank.
You have to make the rules.
Go ahead. No, you go, Katie. No. There's a fucking delay. There's a delay.
There is a bit of a delay.
I know. Sorry. I keep pausing, trying to pause.
It's all right. It's because Josh isn't
when
there.
You... when you...
and you're a woman you... hitting buttons.
He did just text and ask how it's going. And I told him that Frank shit his pants and he wrote, Katie, no.
but go ahead, Katie.
No, when you do a show like that, you have to make the rules like super extreme because you know people won't follow them 100%. Right. So if you start off already being slacking, it's going to be way worse. So it's just you need to be like, you guys got to wear gloves. Like, even though you know nobody will, but you're like, at least they'll be thinking about it if you make the rules.
Oh, yeah. And then you have Frank and me busting our ass. You know, we have that show coming up August 15th at the Old Theater Diner. And it's like when we sat down to talk about the show, we didn't talk about the budget the most. We didn't talk about the lineup the most. We talked about how is the room going to be set up the most.
Yeah.
I'm literally going to make almost like I want to get caution tape. I think that's fun. Caution tape is fun.
That's funny.
And literally put 14 feet from the first row and where the mic is.
Yeah.
And rope it off. You know, and
we just performed and the people were like 50 feet back and it was fine. So like if you guys do 14 feet, you're going to be, it's still a good experience.
Yeah. I did shows for Comedy Craft Beer. I've done three shows for them since this. Every single show, three different venues, but it was set up, you know, social distancing. All the shows were fucking outside. And that's the thing. Like we're doing these things and. Nobody wants these fucking regulations in place. I don't want to fucking perform outside next to a fucking main road.
When I'm sweating, you know
sweating,
how I am.
Hot, Like, nobody wants to do this shit, but this is what we have to do, and I'm going to make it the best that I can. But then you got these other fucks that just don't give a shit, that just hear you can have live entertainment, and then they're just like, fucking run the open mic. Let's do the open fucking mic. Yeah. And make, you know, I don't know what the guy's fucking making running the open mic, but.
I mean, I think there's worse offenders than that, though. Like, there's that other show. Another show happened.
We will get to that other show. Right. We'll get to that other show. Let's just talk about the fact that there's 40 people signing up for an open mic. This guy's letting it happen. And even if half.
Even that should be capped at 20 people. Yeah. It should just be capped anyway because no one wants to sit through 40 open mic sets. Oh, but.
God. Yeah. Nobody wants to do that. But. Yeah. It's just out of control. And then another show that I saw that really stuck out in my fucking mind. Go ahead, Frank. You can describe it.
It was just imagine what a regular show at a regular bar in normal times would look like that was really packed with people. That's what it
looked
like.
And that was the show.
Oh,
and you
no.
know what? It wasn't even set up good. Like the stage was right next to the fucking main door. The TVs were still on.
It was also right next to a bunch of tables. They were
yeah, the tables were right next to the
fucking. They were at most 3 or 4 feet away.
No, you
know
what? I'll give them this. There are some pictures of comedians where they were like, hey, you got to be socially. They probably said you got to be socially distanced. There's some comedians that are further away from the table. But then there's other comedians. It's like they're they take a picture and they're far away from the table. Then the next picture of that person, they're closer to the table. And the next thing you know, this guy's standing in between two tables.
What are you doing? Were only like 4 feet apart. Like they were like regular distance apart.
Yeah, they were regular distance
apart. They were not
apart.
The appropriate, like, however many feet it's supposed to be.
And then you look in the background you see comedians not wearing a fucking mask, walking around the bar. There's one comedian in every single picture. He's in a different spot of the fucking bar. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you, number one, why are you walking around talking to people during a show, number one?
Yeah.
Number two, why are you not wearing a mask when you're inside? It's just fucking insanity to me. But what's going to happen is, because we are on the same page as music when it comes to, like, it's live entertainment, right?
Yeah.
So if it gets to the point where live entertainment gets shut down, it's like I'm going to be affected because these fucking idiots put on a fucking show and they took pictures of the show and group pictures of fucking 8 to 10 comedians without a mask on inside at
standing
a fucking bar, standing
around.
Up, walking around. Like, what the fuck do you think? Play the fucking game, you idiots.
Yeah.
It's a game. Play it.
And
don't...
if those venues get shut down, they're probably not going to have comedy again. Ever. They're going to be turned off to it or pissed off, and it's bad for comedy in that way.
Yeah. Or somebody goes to a comedy show and they're like, oh, I don't know about comedy. The comedians run up to the stage, run up to the people sometimes.
That's the other thing. Like, posting pictures of that shit tells the general public, hey, comedy shows aren't following the rules. They're probably dangerous. You yeah. probably shouldn't go. And it tells businesses, you probably shouldn't have a comedy show because they're all dangerous and you'll get your place
yeah.
shut down.
And then yeah. what happens when the comic that does the 40-person open mic goes and does this 10-person fucking show on a Saturday with no social distancing, and then they show up to a show that, like, I have a show coming up, and one of these guys is on the show, and it's like, I almost don't want him to fucking be there.
Yeah, he's not being safe.
It's like,
obviously.
Dude,
yeah.
I see you at this place. I see you at this other place, and now you're going to come do my show? It's like, dude, you can, it's okay. The show doesn't need you, bro. You know?
Certainly
show
doesn't
need
your
you.
Infections.
Yeah. Or whatever the fuck is you're potentially carrying. You know? But it's just fucking crazy. It pisses me off.
Yeah, it's unsafe and it's bad for comedy all
what's
around.
The one bad apple ruins the bunch.
For real.
Yeah.
Or in this case, a bunch of dumb bad apples.
A dumb bunch of dumb fucking
a barrel of
a
apples.
A bunch of apples that are really dumb.
A bunch of
like brainless apples.
A bunch of open mic apples fucking just pissing on a pie.
They have genitals and they pee out of them.
They have genitals and they yeah. pee out of them. Yep. And fuck them because they're going to ruin it for us, Frank. And that sucks because I really need shows right now.
Yeah. And that's way ruining it for us is worse than the fact that they could also just kill people. They could literally just result
yeah.
in killing people.
Yeah.
And like audience members.
You could kill people, but more importantly, we need attention.
Yeah.
And the poor like audience members want to show up and relax and have fun. And you're potentially killing them, or they're going to bring something home to their family
yeah.
and kill their grandmother or whatever.
Yeah, and this isn't fucking, this isn't us saying, make sure you wear your mask because, you know, masks stop. Like, your views are fucking irrelevant. It doesn't matter what you think. Mm-hmm. It's what's in place, you know?
It's taking reality seriously regardless of your political beliefs.
Yeah, it's like saying, you know what? I think 18-year-olds should be able to drink booze, you know? Let's serve 18-year-olds now. And then people come in and they go, hey, you can't serve booze to 18-year-olds, you go, oh, you're just being a fucking libtard.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good analogy. Like, yeah. And, like, regardless of what the, you know, say it turns out a year from now, we're like, oh, all these regulations were unnecessary. The fact of the matter is, it's the law right now.
Yeah, right now they're necessary.
And businesses have to follow the rules.
The bottom line is, though, like, when you go to an OR, everybody wears a mask. Everybody does certain things not to give you germs while your body is cut open.
Yeah.
If they didn't work, they wouldn't do that. Well, like, how would you feel if you went to surgery and they were like, wearing a mask is bullshit. I'm not going to sneeze over you,
yeah.
I promise.
Yeah, the odds of you getting sick from me not wearing a mask is like, you know, it's only like a 0.1% chance. So I'm not going to wear yeah. it while I cut your heart open.
Okay, so you have these fuck. This is where we live.
That's another
there's
great
people,
analogy, Katie.
There's people going, masks don't work, right? You could still get sick if you're wearing a mask. And then the same people are going, you can't breathe in your own CO2. You cannot yeah. have it both ways. Yeah. It's either yeah. masks work or they don't. Are you yeah. breathing in your O2? Because if you are, the virus isn't getting out.
Yeah.
Is the virus getting out? Because if it is, you're not breathing in your CO2.
Yeah. If your CO2 is not escaping the mask, that means it works really good.
Yeah. You so know?
Also, if old man cardiologists, like if old man surgeons and old women surgeons in their 60s can wear a fucking mask all day long while they run around your corpse of a body, you can wear a mask when you go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
not a big deal.
All in all, I just want people to come out to our shows and have a good time and feel
anyway,
safe.
Anyway, who wants to go to a show?
Who wants to go to a comedy
and
show?
And the fucking arguments against masks, they all boil down to making perfect the enemy a good. They're like, well, it doesn't 100% protect you. Therefore,
I know.
It doesn't at all.
It's like diets don't work, but everybody tries keto.
Yeah.
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 It's like the same argument as saying, like, diets just don't work because they're not perfect. It's like, well, I mean, it still helps.
Yeah.
You have to try, bud.
Yeah.
It could still help. You don't have to just.
So it is crazy when I look out and I see these people putting on shows, and it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse, you know? So if you want to come to a safe fucking comedy show, come to a Wicked Funny production show. You can go see Comedy Craft Beer, Comics Mohegan Sun. I'm working there this week. They fucking, one of the managers, I was talking to him, like, he's like, he goes, all right, so here's what we're doing with the mic situation. He goes, if you want to have your own mic, because I do have two showcases that have 10 comics on each. And he goes, if you want your own mic, you can do that. He goes, we're also, we also have, they're like condoms that go over the fucking microphone.
Oh, okay.
And like every comic has a condom that goes over the microphone. Look, it's not perfect, but it's better than fucking 40 people going up and fucking using the microphone as a dick and rubbing it on their fucking face and talking about how they like to suck cock and fucking. spitting on the microphone.
Not to mention, a lot of comics like touch it to their lips and stuff when they talk.
Yeah.
Which is gross.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the green room, there's only going to be one. I don't know how they have it set up. I'm only allowing one comic in the green room at a time if I'm going to be in there.
Oh, that green room's not super big either.
Yeah, it's not a big green room. So one person can be in the green room. I usually sit out kind of in the hallway while somebody's on stage and I'm doing one of these things. And then it's me and Orlando Baxter the rest of the week.
That's great.
You know? So it's like you have people doing the right thing and then you have fucking idiots going into a place going, we could do a comedy show here. And then nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Comedy Connections in other places.
Yeah, the Comedy Connection is another good one.
They do it great.
I prefer.
They're doing it perfect.
I did a show there, and it was set up very nicely. They were very, very strict about the rules.
Yeah.
Everyone there like enforced.
And they
the
had
rules
just like
actively.
A nice setup.
Yeah, the setup's really nice.
Oh yeah, the fucking tent was good, and I guess the inside's good now too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know. So if you want to go see a comedy show, you got Wicked Funny Productions, The Connection, Comics. Comedy Craft Beer. If you see anything with John Tobin Presents on it,
be fine. Yeah, yeah.
Slack Boston.
It's like that. You know, I know they've been doing a good job, and I've been talking to comics saying, you know, like, just the craziness that happens at these places is just fucking out of control.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Yeah. We are announcing the winner of our Creepy Corner contest.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break, and we will come back and announce the winner of the Creepy Corner contest. Hey everybody, if you're looking for some laughs, make sure you come find Wicked Funny Productions. You can go to wickedfunnyproductions.com. We supply you with all of your comedy needs. We can bring a show to you anytime, anywhere, for anybody. We do charity shows, private events, roasts, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, bar shows. You name it, we do it. I mean, two of the biggest clubs in New England, trust us. Why shouldn't you? Anybody can put on a show, but will it be Wicked Funny? To get a hold of Wicked Funny Productions, you can go to wickedfunnyproductions.com or find us on Facebook, send us a message, let us know where to go. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Wicked Funny Podcast. And we have an announcement to make, and that is the winner of our Creepy Corner contest. Thank you to everybody that applied. We thought it was a huge whopping success, even though we fucked up one of the weeks and it went like an extra week longer. People were thrilled.
Did
about
we? I didn't even notice.
We did, but that's the thing. Nobody noticed because it was run so
all
well.
All over the world voted.
People, they did from all over the
they
world.
Really did.
They really
yeah.
did. So people from all over the world voted number 7 in India.
Also, can our listeners from India please write into us? Find us on Facebook or leave us a review because I just want to see who you are.
Yeah, I want to know how you found
out. Oh, Katie, I'm sure they've been in your inbox.
That's possible.
All of our female listeners have had Indian listeners in their inbox. Hello, pretty lady. How are you today? Thank you for listening to the Wicked.
That was
and
a
now
prince.
We're number 200 in India.
Now we're about to drop down far in India.
Bro. We just lost both our viewers in India.
Yeah. But it was good. We read a lot of funny messages. And please, keep the messages coming, ladies and fellas. We love Creepy Corner. It is Katie's favorite thing in the world.
It really is. I loved that whole contest. I hope we can do it again in a couple months. Because it was so much fun.
I think we should do... every 6 months, we'll have a Creepy Corner contest.
That works.
And we'll make that last 6 months. And then and then we'll start over again.
We could.
Just start new. There's a constantly one running.
So, with that being said, the winner. Are we doing a top three, or do we just want to announce the winner?
Announce the winner, and then I'm looking up because I did say that I would get the second place person a t-shirt, so I'll reach out to them.
Why don't we be like, third place was this, and second place
was
this?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. You know what? That's a great idea. Frank...
You're welcome.
Good job contributing to the podcast.
Fucking welcome.
Instead of going to look for the top winners, you're just going to diddle on that fucking
You said
pad.
You already had it.
I know who the winner is.
Oh, I thought you already had all that stuff in front of you.
Negative.
Oh.
I know the winner. I have the winner in front of me. And boy, are they going to be happy when they win a $50 gift card to Sensations Rhode Island.
That's a great
card. Pretty cool.
That's a great price.
Yeah. Also, as I'm scrolling the Coventry page of Freedom of Speech, I've noticed a lot of women just posting videos of themselves in the backyard giving inspirational...
Don't start this again.
Keep it coming is what I'm saying. Why? What did you think I was going to say?
Remember when you went on a rant about people that introduced themselves?
Oh, that was on the dating website.
Oh, well, yeah, when you alienated an entire group of people.
I know, but you got so mad.
Well, yeah, because they're all, this is the, I don't like the sound of my voice, but I'm here, and this group is the greatest thing in the world. Okay, so our top four. Our top four, in no particular order. And you know what's great? If anybody just went to the page, like, they could see it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Jimbroni the Jabroni, right and tight. My nude craft, peekaboo penis. Those are our top four. Those are our finalists. In fourth place, with zero votes, my nude craft.
Aww.
My nude craft.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was the one where lovely lady was asked
like
if she likes to play Minecraft in the nude.
In the nude.
In third place, with a couple votes, we have Right and Tight, which was from homosexual Jamie. Who,
I'm sure he loves being identified that way.
Homosexual.
That the whole thing was about sucking cock.
Yeah, no, it was a very gay set of messages.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was very gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with
that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. We love gays. Katie used to be one.
These are my people.
Yeah, and then you turn your back.
I have to stand up for my people.
You're a turncoat.
Yeah.
All right. Donald. And so that brings us to Peekaboo Penis and Jimbroni the Jabroni. The winner of the Creepy Corner Contest, Peekaboo Penis.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, congratulations. Wow.
And I have no problem saying that. That's from Caitlin up in New York. She really pushed hard for that, and she didn't have to push hard to get that dick pic, but that was the one where the guy sent his penis through the hole
through his
in
jeans.
His jeans.
Yeah, what's the least flattering way to send a dick pic?
I know.
I'll
let's
pull
just
my
smoke yeah.
through the
jeans.
Hole in my jeans.
I just wish there was a way I could make it look shorter.
Yeah. Yeah. Stick it through the jeans.
Let's obscure it with some jeans and metal teeth.
Well, now I know why people buy the jeans with the rips in them. It's in case they have to shove their dick through them.
In case,
to
you never know.
A woman.
Yeah. It's an important thing.
I've been doing it all wrong, you guys.
It's important.
So, Caitlin, what we'll do is we will send you the information for the Sensations Rhode Island gift card, and you have $50 to buy some dildos, bitch. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be amazing. You can put your own penis through your own jeans.
Yeah, you can buy a fake penis, stick it through your jeans, and send it to that guy.
You could.
And if you do that, eventually I'll give you $50 cash.
Actually, if you bought a lifelike dildo and did that exact thing,
and then sent it back
I would
to
just
him.
Buy you another gift. We could just get you another gift card.
Yeah. If she sent it back to him, I wish she would set it up, take that picture, and then send it back to him and be like, you got me excited.
You got me excited. Just send the same messages. I had a dream about you.
And then at the
you
end,
you would totally into it.
The lifelike dick sticking
through
the pants.
Here's my dick through my pants.
Yeah,
so
we would purchase
and
you
then,
a new one. A new gift card.
And I'm going to reach out to Jimbroni, whoever submitted that. You'll have to tell me so that I can... contact them and buy them a shirt.
Excellent. So there we go. Anyway, that was great. That was great. So congratulations to Caitlin for winning the Creepy Corner Contest. I'm just showing the shirt right now. That way we can put it on the motherfucking website so it can get like 100 views.
Like.
That's all we get. You know how disheartening that is, you guys, when I make a video and it only gets like a couple hundred views, like 100 views.
Because we need to include Frank and me, and then people know that you're having like a conversation.
Yeah, no, I do. I feel like there are sometimes a video is just good. Like when I make the phone call, you know, to Olive Garden.
Yeah, that's funny.
That was just funny. Or like when I do little cartoon things. It's like I know the algorithm is gonna fuck it, but man. it sucks when when nothing has to dud. No,
because
no,
if it's just
great.
You talking, it looks like a driver's. It looks like a pickup truck driver's side rant, and everyone's like, "Oh, I can't."
It does not look like that at all.
What's a pickup truck driver's side rant?
Yeah, and what is the fuck is?
You
oh,
know how white guys?
Oh, that fucking guy.
You know.
Yeah. He's in this car. He's like, "Let me tell you something. I don't want to talk with fucking wearing a mask." It's like every time he talks, his pitch gets higher.
He
What's
gets
that
mad.
Fucking guy's name? I want
I
him
know.
To get
He's
Corona
always in a truck.
So bad. Whoa. That's my new. I'm just wishing Corona
if
on people.
If he got it,
yeah.
he would probably. He would
I hope
pretend
that guy gets
have.
Corona. I hope that guy gets Corona.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know his name.
It's some dude. He get bitches in his pickup truck a
lot. Oh. Do Katie, when you see somebody that gets Corona, that was a Corona denier, how do you feel? I love it. I
man,
think it's
great. I don't like how I feel because I do feel a little bit like whoa.
You know what? Radical acceptance.
I don't
I'm owning
like to wish
feeling.
Ill on people.
I'm owning that feeling, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I don't know why. Why do you have to laugh, Frank?
Because it's like ha.
It's like
now
he's
you
uncomfortable.
Can't taste food anymore.
Yeah, fuck
no. Some people
die. Some people die, and that's when I laugh the hardest.
I know.
That makes Frank laugh the most.
Yeah,
it is funny sometimes.
You know he loves a good sob story.
Because, look, everything that we do, we're taking a risk, right? Like, we talked about how we're doing shows. It's like, the shows that I'm doing, it's going to be socially distant as much as it can. We talked about it. But at the end of the day, it's still a risk. If I stayed home, I would totally not get Corona. But by going out and doing these shows, you're taking a risk. By going out and doing these shows, I have to because it's money, you know? So when you have somebody that just doesn't give a fuck and I'm sitting here busting my fucking balls doing what I can to not spread this thing and not catch this thing and trying to give it some type of respect and you see somebody that doesn't give a shit and then all of a sudden they put up a video and they're like, you know, guys, I didn't think Corona was real and I didn't think it was a big deal, but you know, you guys gonna take it seriously. And it's like, dude, fuck you.
At
He's
least
in his
they
fucking
post
hospital
that,
bed and shit. And it's like,
yeah.
And like, that's the mountain, like, literally, that you die on. It's just,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? So weird.
It's like, how do you feel?
I was telling Josh, if coronavirus made you fat, everyone would take it way more seriously.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
That's right.
That's good.
That's a really good point.
That's a good joke, Katie.
Thanks. Maybe I'll try it.
If you don't do it, I will. And I'll give you $5 for it.
Ooh.
Yep.
I'm a joke writer.
Yeah, you
maybe.
Are. Maybe you'll even get a tip. Give you $5.75.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Katie, what's up?
What?
Nothing.
I was trying to find who posted Jimbroni, but now I give up. I'll just have you find it later.
Hold on. I'll see you.
And I have to pee.
You have to pee?
What? I have to pee, so I'm fidgeting.
I'm holding in a fart.
Oh, yeah. Frank, don't let that
God.
Fart go, bro.
That could be a shit.
I know. I know it could be a shit.
Don't let it go, bro.
I'm not going to let it go. I'm gonna.
What if you shit? What if you shit your pants on the podcast?
I did think about that, and as much as it would suck, because I wouldn't have any pants or underwear to wear. It would be pretty funny.
Frank would have to wear my clothes home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you even give them to him, though? Because who knows what he would do to them.
Yeah,
I
give him,
like
an old pair. Yeah, I give him an old pair. You have to buy them from me?
Well, because you probably wouldn't want them back.
Right. Katie, Jimbroni the Jabroni came from your end, so that's one of your people.
Okay. All right, I'll find
them.
You got
to find them. Anyway, dude, fuck people.
You know, let's hope more people get COVID-19.
Yeah.
I wish COVID on awful people. And it's one of those things because most of the people that I wish COVID on don't think it's a big deal anyway.
But you know what sucks is like, most of those people are also the ones most likely to spread it to other people because they're irresponsible.
And that's the thing. Yeah. So if you're being irresponsible like that, you're spreading it, you don't give a fuck, you're spreading messages of stupidity. And then you get Corona. Yeah, I'm going to fucking laugh at that.
Yeah.
Because I'm going out of my way to make sure I don't do those things.
Yeah.
And you're going out of your way to make sure that you don't give a fuck.
Get it.
Yeah.
All right.
So, anyway, with that being said, do you want to do the message that I got, Katie?
Sure.
All right. Do you want to take a pee break?
Yeah.
Okay, you go pee and Frank and me will talk.
Okay.
Okay.
Real quick, right back.
Okay. Katie's getting up. She's walking out of the room.
But the episode's still happening.
The episode is still happening. All right. Okay, now what you people don't know is that I ate 150 milligrams of edibles.
Oh my
Russ's dank-ass delectable edibles.
I didn't know it was that much.
Go see, and we didn't tell Katie that I ate them. So now I'm all wired up. And the best part is, after this, we got to do another episode on the Patreon, in which case I will eat another edible to bring it up to 175? What did I eat? 100?
I don't know.
I had 125, and if I eat another 50, that brings me to 175. So, guys, I know you can hear it right now, and now that I've said it, you're like, you know what? Brian does sound really high, and Katie's peeing and has no idea what's going on.
She doesn't.
So, when she comes back, we'll do the thing that we talked about, and then we will do our Patreon episode. I think she's taking a shit because this is so long.
It's a very long
pee. She's been gone forever.
Yeah, she has.
Who takes that long to pee?
I don't know.
How long has that pee been?
Maybe she's been holding it a long time.
I think she has.
I think she might actually be pooping.
She might be pooping. Yeah. That's why she's fidgeting.
She just didn't want to say she had
she
to take a shit.
She didn't want to say it. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see when she comes back.
Wouldn't it be great if she came back and she was like, guys, I just shit myself on the way to the bathroom.
No, she wouldn't have. She only shits like once a month.
That's right.
Katie gets her period more often than she shits. All right, she's coming back. Yeah, so.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, so fuck those people, Frank. Anyway.
What were you saying?
Nothing. I was just talking about Corona and people, and I just kind of went on a fucking rant. I'm like, well, Katie's not here. I'll just fucking rant. Okay.
All right, perfect.
So. How was the pee, Katie?
Woo, it was good, except I forgot I left myself with no toilet paper. And then the webcam that we have, it goes right down the hallway. So I had this image of me sneaking back out into the hallway with no pants. And then I was like, I got to run and get toilet paper.
That would be fun.
That would be funny.
Yeah, a little treat.
Right. So we have, like, we just did the Creepy Corner contest. Congrats to Caitlin, who won. But we also have something along the lines of Creepy Corner. This was submitted after the contest was all done. I have a friend who's a model, and she was telling me about how, like, we were just talking one day, and she said something about, like, there's all the different photographers and stuff, because I'm very curious as to, like, what happens on a modeling set and shit. And we were just talking about creepy people, and she was talking about this guy who treats models like complete shit. And I'm like, well, what are you talking about? She's like, oh, dude, like if you're 5 minutes late, he'll call you a fucking whore. And I'm like, what?
I would not, like, how does this guy still in business?
But that's the thing. What he does is he just flips models. So it's like you get somebody. Like you get a professional model like the one I was talking to who works with a lot of different people, and like she'll just get word of this guy just like Frank and me weren't at the shitty fucking comedy shows, but we know about them.
Yeah, and there's probably a lot of like
models
just starting out who might not know about his reputation. And
exactly,
and
you have have somebody with a camera as their profile picture, and they're like, oh look, I'm a photographer, and you put like. I bet you it's fucking easy to trick women into thinking you're a photographer. I bet you that's easy to do. That's an easy thing to do.
You know what? You should do an experiment.
You
have all this camera equipment now from the videos you do.
Yeah.
You could just put pictures of yourself holding the lights and everything and be like, Bowden's photography.
Yeah. Big Bo's photos. Come get your picture taken. I should do that. I'm going to do that.
I bet women are really gullible.
Yeah.
And I could probably trick them quite easily.
Yeah, I have a set. It's called My Apartment. I'm going to do that. I'm going to try to take professional pictures.
Do it. But I'll lend you my camera.
So anyway, so she was telling me about all the different things that this guy said and done. Not necessarily to her, but to like other people. And then she sent me some screenshots. And so... So, like, the first one...
I am, like, blown away.
Like, the first one, this is the first message he sent this woman. So, they had to have been in contact.
Which it sounds like... Yeah, it sounds like he's just responding to a post she posted.
Yeah, either a post she posted or they were in contact. I don't know. I didn't read it.
Yeah.
It just goes, blue-green here, Really? If you looked up trailer trash, I'm pretty sure you will find a photo of you there. So why don't you take your little vermin kids and crawl back into whatever hole you came out of and stop making people sick with the sight and smell of you. You will not be missed at all. That's...
Wow. That's I think we should out this guy.
His name's
like, I'm
David
reading some
Allen.
Of the other stuff you sent.
His
what
name's
a
David
fucking
Allen.
Nightmare.
What's his name?
David,
yeah, David Allen.
Allen. David Allen.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. The next one reads.
He lives in Virginia Beach, supposedly.
That's the one, I think.
He's an ardent animal advocate as well as an avid and accomplished photographer. I hate him.
Oh, let's read the post that I have. Well, folks, I had an amazing day yesterday, one of the best I've had in a while, and the day went by so quickly, I found myself checking to see if I was actually awake. First, I had a great early morning photo with a really good model who's everything a model should be. Shows up on time, competent, hardworking, thoroughly professional, everything a model should, and definitely nothing like the majority of the girls' internet models who infest the internet these days. Jeez. Thinking they are somehow owed something. Yeah. Like Elizabeth Gill, who is nothing more than a liar, and when she gets caught in her lie,
and by the way,
tries to play the female card and cries great big crocodile tears, wanting everyone to feel sorry for her. Miss Gale is definitely one to avoid, like a social disease, unless you enjoy headaches.
You know, if there's one thing that screams professionalism, it's writing things about the people you hire on Facebook.
In a post, right? With their first and
last
name,
I think
is really good.
Great day. I had
a great day.
Check to see if I was awake. Worked with a model who is nothing like Elizabeth fucking Gill. And then he goes on to say, after the photo shoot, I took a drive west of here to help a friend who would up in a sleepy town, wound up is what he's trying to say, and wound up in a sleepy little town. I was thinking I had gone to heaven. The town was absolutely
beautiful.
Who
works with this guy?
The people were great, respectful. Everyone was saying hello. The children were addressing the adults, sir and ma'am. The men and women were dressed respectfully. And to my surprise, I didn't see a single woman prancing around in leggings or yoga pants showing off her cunt to anyone who cared.
What is wrong with this guy?
We should have started with this instead of Frank.
Yeah.
I can't find him on Facebook. You gotta send me the link. I can't find him.
I'll send you his page because I found him.
I'm sorry. Let me go back. I didn't see a single woman prancing around in leggings or yoga pants showing off her cunt to anyone who cared, looking like the whores most of them are. Equally as nice, I didn't see any so-called men walking around with their pants halfway down showing off their underwear, or even worse, sporting scruffy, unkept, unshaven beards, and their hair so filthy it's plain clear they haven't bathed in days, and yet these bottom feeders think they're hot stuff. I didn't see it yesterday. It is seen a lot. I have to wonder why people seem to be happy walking around looking like the crap they are, not wanting to be their not wanting to put their best foot forward.
You know, I think. Oh, sorry.
Nicest surprise was when I got back there. There was a block party going on in full swing. I know these people in my neighborhood, and I had talked about it, but the health situation, I had decided to put it on hold. Apparently, they had a change of heart and decided to put it on. There was great food, great music, spent time with a lot of good people, and there was even some fireworks courtesy of one of the neighbors in the adjoining community. All in all, a great day. I wish I had had many more of them. Hope everyone has a nice weekend, and I'll see you around. That was great.
Wow.
That's his Facebook post.
I mean, I think that shows you that if you're an aspiring model, just look at the photographer's Facebook page first.
Yeah, just do a little bit of homework, ladies.
Yeah, just scroll. Really, it doesn't look like you'd have to even look very hard with him.
Look at this fucking guy.
If you got...
Wow. I am so mad at him. I hate this guy. Like, the other creepy corners, I'm like, haha, they really need to learn. This guy, I'm like, you need to fucking learn. See?
It's really bad.
I don't know. Yeah, it's really bad. I can't believe people work with him. Somebody should be posting him to be like, I had a wonderful day. I went for a drive, and then I saw this piece of shit, David Allen from Virginia Beach. He's a piece of shit photographer. Please do not hire him for anything. He's a whore. He always shows his cunt.
Katie made it funny. Oh, shit.
Is that him? I hate
him. I don't
him.
Know. I don't know
I
what the
hate
fucking
so
guy
much.
Looks like. If
I'm
you've
gonna
got
find
an
him.
Opinion, it might matter. Oh, this is a message you sent to another woman. Again, I've only read these once. If you got an opinion, it might matter. But tatted up whores like you don't get the opinions. So why don't you go back to doing something you can do, like giving random guys blowjobs for $5 at truck stops? At least that way you will have some money to support your habit.
Jesus Christ.
And then this one. Listen up, slut. Your and this is all in DMs. Your comments might mean something if a whore like you go on an opinion, but whores don't get opinions, so why don't you go somewhere far, far away where you won't be making people want to throw up from your stench? Oh, and by the way, I wonder how your employer will feel when they find out you are harassing and threatening people on social media. Like, how is your... like? So, how is your employer going to feel, David Allen from Virginia Beach? With a camera as his profile picture.
Trash like you does not get an opinion, so why don't you go back to something like laying on your cheap... Oh, yeah, I thought it was...
Hey,
I thought
somebody else posted messages from this guy on Facebook.
Go read one! Read
oh,
one,
really?
Frank. She Frank like, contributed, Katie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wish I had a cookie.
She said, I don't usually post about other people, but I felt the need to expose this rude, quote, photographer that won't leave me alone, David Allen in Virginia Beach.
What did she say? She didn't post a screenshot or anything?
No, there's screenshots, but there's a bunch, so I'm just trying to see what the weird part
like
is.
Like a lot?
Ugh.
I cannot deal with this guy.
This is great. We should hit... You know what? I don't know what the Patreon's going to be, but maybe we should do a whole David Allen episode.
Yeah, none of his profile pictures are himself, so you know he looks like a little monster.
Yeah. So, fuck that guy, and if there's any models out there that want to get their picture taken by... photographer Brian Bowden, go to the Wicked Funny podcast page. Send us a message.
We have lots of sets.
We have sets. I can't.
We have lots of tapestries for you to pose in front of.
I got tons of tapestries. One of them is the scene of Blue Lagoon, right?
Perfect.
And they'd be perfect for summer. Oh my God! All right, Frank, you got 4 seconds to figure out.
No, there's
David
nothing
Allen.
Really funny in this one.
All right. Well, you know what?
That's
all
right.
Let's do some.
I think we got enough.
Yeah, let's do some David Allen homework and let's really
His pictures are so bad too, David Allen. Your pictures fucking suck. They look like a dirty cunt in yoga pants.
Katie's so mad.
Oh, I know.
I'm so mad.
Is it because whores have opinions, Katie?
Yes. You know what? Whores are allowed to have opinions, okay? And also, we're allowed to wear yoga pants. I'm going to wear them every day now.
We're allowed to wear yoga pants.
Everybody, if you're listening, send David Allen in Virginia Beach pictures of yourself wearing yoga pants. Or wearing saggy pants.
Yeah.
No, just leave him alone.
And all these girls.
I want to try to get more screenshots and shit. We're going to have a whole
David Allen
episode. Join the Patreon page, everybody, because we're probably going to be there.
Maybe I can just friend him.
Oh, yeah. David Allen. What a
nightmare.
David the douche.
David the douche. All right. On that note.
Frank, you got anything, buddy?
I don't.
Katie, you got anything?
No.
All right. And we have the show at the Old Theater Diner in Coventry, Rhode Island, August 15th. To get your tickets, go to wickedfunnyproductions.com. Frank, how's the website coming?
Website's coming.
Oh, God.
Doing great.
We really need a website because it would be great.
I did work on it. I'll try to get it done very, very soon.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout out to Nicole, Brianne, Joanne, and everybody else that listens. Joanne actually just posted a nice video on her Instagram of her that she got her Wicked Funny T-shirt.
Nice.
Yeah. This is good. All right. So for Katie Arroyo, I'm Brian Bowden. Thank you, guys. And make sure you like, share, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend. We'll see you next time on the Wicked Funny Podcast.